Okay. All right, just take up a couple of points in Kufayin Ches. All right? All right, so in Sif Aleph, so the Mechaber who paskins like the Rambam says, Haya ochel bayezeh upasak sudaso v'halach labayez achar Oshaya ochel v'karo chaveru ledaber imo v'yatzolo lepesach beso v'chazar hoel v'shina makomo tzarech levarech lemafreyal masha ochel v'chozim mevarech p'tchila hamotzi v'achach yigmor sudaso aval im diber imo besoch habayez afal pish shina makomo Mepina lapina ain't tzarech levarech. All right. So the Ramah adds hega va'ayin lekaman simin reishayin gimel im hayad daito lechel b'makom acher lo mikri shini makom for who shiyu shnei hamakomos bebayas echad va'ayin lekaman simin kuf pei dalet. Okay. So, the question is that, I guess the intriguing thing is in the Ramah, that Das will work in Shnei Makomos, provided it's Bayis Echad. But it will not work. Now, that's what he's saying. That he's going on the last part of the Mechaber. Aval im dav dibar imo besocha bayis al pishashina makomo mpina lapina ain't tzarech levarech. So he's saying, yeah, but you could also have das and even go from cheder to cheder within the house. But das, of course, will not help at all from bayis labayis. Or, right, from bayis to non-bayis. That it won't help. But he's adding that you have other movement you could pull off within the house. It doesn't have to only be mepina lepina, which is in the same cheder, but could even be mecheder lecheder, provided you have das. So the question is, how do you understand how das functions? And why is it only limited from cheder to cheder? And it can't work mebayis lebayis. That's the question that needs to be defined. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, this Ramah, since the Ramah paskins like Rav Chisda, right, like the Bali Tosis and others, so of course this idea of Das will only be practical by Dvarim She'ein Tunim Bracha Chareim B'Mkaman, by Peros, Yurakos, water, things like that. Yeah, but it would be, I guess, according to the Mechaber, it could be a kula within even Dvarim Hatunim Bracha Chareim B'Mkoman. So I was thinking like this, that in terms of bias, so in bias, from a structural standpoint, as a unit, it's all related. You see, it's all related. It's one bias. But, you see, within a bias, the rooms are broken up not because they're unrelated structurally, but it's because each cheder has a certain function, has a certain purpose. You see? There's a dining room, there's a living room, there's bedrooms. So, what the Ramah holds is, or those Rishonim that he's quoting, they hold like this, that the Das HaGavra can redefine the purpose of the room. So therefore, if I'm eating here, in what's normally the place where you eat, let's say whatever, the kitchen, so I could have in Das, and I'm going to eat in the den also. So that essentially makes the kitchen and the den the Makom Achila. See, that is subject to the Das HaGavra, how he's going to utilize the rooms within the bias. So that's why Das works. Das works because he can define the function and designate the usage of the room. So that's why he can have Das. I'm going to do this Achila in the following rooms, or I'm going to designate the whole house for this Achila. See, that renders that all now functionally as the makom achila. So that's why it works. But das can't make two separate entities into one thing. That it can't do. A bias is a certain structural entity. It's a unit. That's it. That's the limits. You see, you could work out the subjectively. You could work out the function within a within the chefta shel bias. But you can't go ahead and say that the outdoors and the indoors are all one thing. That's not possible. So that's the idea of the Ramah. So that's why das works mecheder lecheder, but das will not work beyond that. Will not work me bias to bias. In other words, it's as far as this activity, this achila, you're defining what is the makam achila. Why? Because the rooms are just functionally defined. So you have a right to say that now it's going to be the makam achila. If you look in Mishneh Berurah Os Yud Beis, Bevayis Echad, Hayino Tachas Gag Echad, Vafila Mechel Lecheda Mebayis Aliyah. Okay? Then he says, "Vuadin imroa makom arishon shachol sham afil derech halon afil mixes makom anami mol afshaloya daita mitchila." Okay, that's where he says that Ria could help. But then he says, "Continue v'dafka mecheder lecheder b'osa bias aval mi bias lebias afshesmuchin zelazah mistapkin achronim deefshedain lahakel ayde rias makom." Right there. I mean, according to the Mishneh Berurah, if a guy sits down in Os Yud Beis, the guy sits down to eat, and he could see the next room, so he's saying that's automatically Mitzuraf is his Makom Achila. I mean, his Makom Achila encompasses his field of vision. That's his Makom Achila. That's Makomo. Right? We said Makom is a character of Achila. So as long as he could see it, that's Makomo. It's not, he's saying it's not technically defined by walls, by how much sheetrock you put up. What's that? That's even without das. That's what he's saying. As long as it's atachas one gag, and you could see, like if you're sitting in your, like in my house, sitting in your dining room, and you could look into the living room, so then the living room is part of your makom achila, because that's, it makes sense, because that is all the makom that's qualifying your achila. Psychologically, that's what you don't need das for that. What's that? Right. But then what the achronim are mistopic about, can you use re'ia if it goes beyond the bounds of the house? So I'm learning plain and simple, the answer is no. But I you know, something to think about. I mean, I could hear that, you know, I could somehow sense the other side a bit. When it comes to Ria, that is. I don't mean with other cases. As when there's no Ria, then definitely you can't have Das to eat outside of the house. That can't be. Das can't work, miracles. But there's a different thing. If you have Ria, Ria is like a different thing, because Ria has a certain effect on the person while he's eating. That's a different idea. I was just defining the case, let's just make it clear. I was just defining not the factor of Ria. Ria is a different factor. I was defining simply das as it works in rendering the makom achila. Pure and simple. I have das, I'm downstairs, could I have das to eat upstairs? So according to Ramah, you can. According to other Rishonim, you can't. But even the Ramah holds that you can't have das, though, eating inside for achila outside. Okay? That's not possible. Machlokas Ram and Ravid, what's it? The Machlokas Ram and Ravid is by Achol b'tzad Mizracha Shelteina, and then you want to eat b'marava Shelteina. So the Rambam says that that's Shini Makom and Yechayev to be Mevarech. And the Ravid says, I think, v'hu shaloya daito lakach. So he holds Das could work there.